KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Jameis Winston has a BCS championship to go with his Heisman Trophy. The freshman tossed a two-yard touchdown pass to Kelvin Benjamin with 13 seconds left, giving Florida State a 34-31 comeback victory over Auburn last night. Winston was 6 of 7 for 77 yards on the game-winning drive that took just 66 seconds and was engineered right after Trey Mason ran for a 37-yard touchdown to put the Tigers ahead 31-27 with a minute 19 to play. Mason's scoring run came after Kermit Whitfield had put Florida State on top for the first time since the first quarter with a 100-yard kickoff return to make it 27-24 with 4:31 left. The Seminoles struggled early after winning their 13 regular season games by an average of 43 points, falling behind for the first time since September 28th. Melvin Ray's 50-yard touchdown grab put the Tigers ahead 21-3 before FSU rallied to finish at 14-0 on the season. It was the final BCS championship before it's replaced by the college football playoff next season. The Southeastern Conference won 9 of the 16 BCS title games. Well, Florida State is the number one team in the final Associated Press football poll, the Seminoles completing their 14-0 season with a win last night. Auburn is second, followed by Michigan State, South Carolina, Missouri, Oklahoma, Alabama, Clemson, Oregon, and Central Florida. The SEC winds up with four teams in this year's top seven. Auburn's Gus Malzahn is the Liberty Mutual Coach of the Year, as elected in online fan voting and by national media and players and coaches in the College Football Hall of Fame. Malzahn led Auburn into the title game in his first season after inheriting a 3-9 football team. Charlie Strong was introduced as the new head football coach at Texas Monday. He succeeds Mack Brown, who won 158 games in 16 years at Texas, but only delivered one national championship and two Big 12 titles. Strong spent 4 years as Louisville head coach, running up a 23-3 combined mark the last 2 years behind quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Strong becomes the first black head coach of a men's sport at Texas. Former Kansas coach Mark Mangino has been hired as the offensive coordinator at Iowa State. Mangino spent 8 seasons as the coach at Kansas, winning National Coach of the Year honors in 2007 and leading the Jayhawks to a win in the Orange Bowl. But Mangino was fired following the 2009 season amid accusations of treating his players poorly. Mangino was 50-48 at Kansas. He spent 3 seasons out of football before serving as the assistant head coach at Youngstown State last year. Also, Louis Ieni, who has had a major impact on Toledo's running game in his 4 years at the school, has been named an assistant coach for running backs at Iowa State. Head coach Paul Rhodes made that announcement on Monday. Ieni spent the last 3 seasons as associate head coach and run game coordinator at Toledo, producing outstanding results. The Rockets qualified for a bowl game in 3 of the last 4 seasons and finished among the top 5 rushing teams in the MAC all 4 years. In other college football news, UCF quarterback Blake Bortles and running back Storm Johnson say they will forego their senior seasons and they'll enter the NFL draft. The juniors saw their draft stock rise this season as they led the Knights to their first 12-1 finish and an upset of heavily favored Baylor in the Fiesta Bowl. Notre Dame defensive end Stephon Tuitt, Baylor tailback Latch Seastrunk, Clemson receiver Sammy Watkins, and UAB running back Darren Reeves also announced Monday that they'll be leaving school early to enter the draft. Well, Tampa Bay has not made the NFL postseason in 6 seasons. Lovie Smith is confident he can change that, and he has the record to back up the optimism. Smith takes over as the Buccaneers' new head coach, returning to the team where he once was an assistant coach. He coached the Chicago Bears for 9 seasons, from 2004 to 2012, winning 81 games, 3 division championships, 2 NFC title game appearances, and 1 Super Bowl berth. Smith was hired to replace Greg Schiano, who was fired after 2 seasons. Elsewhere around the league, the New England Patriots have placed linebacker Brandon Spikes on injured reserve because of a knee injury that's bothered him much of the season. Spikes is the Patriots' 4th key defender to be sidelined for the season. Dane Fletcher is likely to replace Spikes at middle linebacker for Saturday's playoff game against Indianapolis. The Colts have signed former Super Bowl MVP Deion Branch 6 days before playing his ex-team in the divisional round. The 5'9", 195-pound Branch had 518 catches for 6,644 yards and 39 touchdowns over a career that spent mostly with the New England Patriots. Branch also has 64 receptions for 948 yards and 4 TDs in 17 postseason games. Panthers wide receiver Steve Smith says he'll play Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC divisional playoffs. Smith missed the season finale with a sprained knee ligament. The 34-year-old says the knee feels fine after practice on Monday, but he doesn't know how it will hold up during the game. Bengals offensive coordinator Jay Gruden is a hot commodity for teams looking for a head coach. The Vikings asked for permission to interview Gruden, who told reporters in Cincinnati on Monday that Tennessee and Washington have also requested permission. A person with knowledge of the process told the Associated Press that Detroit has also inquired. Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator Mike Sherman has been fired, the first change by the team since missing the playoffs because of a late season collapse. Sherman's unit ranked 27th this season in the NFL in yards, allowed a franchise record 58 sacks, and scored just once in its final 24 possessions. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey has apologized for getting ejected during the game at Wisconsin on Sunday night. McCaffrey received two technical fouls during a tirade with just under 12 minutes remaining in the second half, and a two-point Hawkeye lead became a three-point deficit. The fourth-ranked Badgers eventually won the game, 75-71. During Monday's Big Ten teleconference, McCaffrey said his ejection was costly for the Hawkeyes.
You know, you got to be man enough to admit that and you know, say, hey, I regret that. You know, I don't want to in any way put them in that position. And, you know, additionally, you know, you don't ever want to do anything that in any way would embarrass the university.
Well, McCaffrey says he should have just walked away after that initial technical foul was called.
In a perfect world, you know, you say your piece, you get banged, you know, you hope that that'll jumpstart things a little bit because, you know, I was venting, and it was bang bang, but you know you got to be able to walk away when the first one hits.
Iowa returns to action tomorrow night. The Hawkeyes will be at home against Northwestern. Well, the 9th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones will put their undefeated record on the line tonight when they host 7th-ranked Baylor. The Cyclones are 13-0 after opening Big 12 conference play with a win at Texas Tech. And Coach Fred Hoiberg says balance has been a big part of their 13-0 start.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with this group is just the unselfishness. How much they enjoy playing with each other. You look at our assist numbers. You know, look at Northern Illinois. We had 28 assists and only 5 turnovers. And again, I think at this time going into conference play a year ago, our assist-to-turnover ratio was about 1-1. This year, you know, we're taking so much better care of the basketball and making simple plays. And again, the chemistry on the court has been phenomenal.
Well, Baylor enters tonight's game with a mark of 12-1.
They're playing together extremely well. You know, I think Cherry has done an excellent job coming in and filling very big shoes with Pierre Jackson leaving. And, you know, I think he's doing a great job running the show for him. I think they're big guys, obviously pose a matchup problem anytime they step on the floor because of their length and their ability to get the ball in the paint and their ability to offensive rebound. So it's a very, very good team. And, you know, we have to play a great game to have a chance.
Well, Baylor coach Scott Drew says the Cyclones are much improved over a year ago.
They still shoot the three and spread the floor and take care of the ball and do all the things that Coach Hoiberg always does a great job with spacing and offensive efficiency. But I think their front line, Yang and Eachum and then Hogue are just playing at a very, very high level. They're not only scoring the ball at a great rate, their assist-to-turnover ratio is very good for front line players and that's why they've been emerged as one of the best front lines in the country.
Well, Drew says this will be a tough way to open up the league race as this will be the Big 12 opener for Baylor tonight in Ames. Well, the small Iowa school that produced 138-point scorer Jack Taylor has set another NCAA record. Division III Grinnell College player Patrick Maher broke the NCAA record with 37 assists Monday night in a 164-144 victory over College of Faith. Maher snapped the record of 34 set by Grinnell assistant head coach David Arsenault back in 2007. Maher also had 19 points to help the Pioneers improve to 8-2. Taylor put Grinnell on the national map with 138 points against Faith Baptist Bible on November 20th of 2012. Taylor didn't play Monday night because of a lower back injury. Just 3 games in the NBA last night. Minnesota beat up on Philadelphia 126-95. It was Brooklyn getting by Atlanta 91-86. The LA Clippers beat Orlando 101-81. In the National Hockey League, Columbus over the New York Rangers in a shootout 4-3. The New York Islanders clobbered Dallas 7-3. Montreal edging Florida 2-1, while Calgary skated past Colorado 4-3. And in golf, Zach Johnson birdied three straight holes on the back nine as he closed with a 7-under 66 as he wins the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. He won by one shot over Jordan Spieth, who birdied the last two holes to card a 69. That was Johnson's third win in his last six starts and his 11th career win on the PGA Tour. Since his rookie year in 2004, only Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Vijay Singh have won more often. That's Czech Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.